This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Nearly 4 years after a deadly white supremacist rally rocked the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, Confederate statues that helped spark the conflict have been taken down. Work to remove the statues of General Robert E. Lee and his lieutenant, General Thomas Stonewall Jackson, began early Saturday morning. Nakia Walker is Charlottesville's mayor.
As this community and our country attempts to reconcile with this hypothesis of white supremacy, I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
Saturday's removal of the Lee and Jackson statues comes nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the infamous Unite the Right rally. Heather Heyer, a peaceful counter-protester, died in the violence, which sparked a national debate over racial equity. Former U.S. President Donald Trump further inflamed the problem by insisting that there was blame on both sides. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is appealing to the Taliban to return to negotiations for a peaceful solution to the conflict in the country. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it came as fighting continued around the city of Kunduz.
Afghan security forces and armed citizens clashed with Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kunduz on Saturday in a bid to drive them out of the northern city. Video footage obtained by Reuters showed armed citizens and Afghan forces at the battlefield on the outskirts of the city. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks in an offensive that has accelerated as the U.S. pulled out of its main base, effectively ending its two-decade intervention in the country.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, même mon petit mari, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Lithuania is setting up temporary detention centers at schools to accommodate the growing number of migrants illegally crossing the border with Belarus, most of them from Iraq, Afghanistan, and some African countries. Belarus in May decided to allow migrants to enter Lithuania in retaliation for sanctions imposed by the EU after Minsk forced a Ryanair flight to land on its soil and arrested a dissident blogger who was on board. President Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday reaffirmed that Belarus will no longer try to stem the flow of migrants. More than 1,500 people crossed the border illegally from Belarus this year, with 900 of them coming over in the first 9 days of July. Recovery work continues and the death toll continues to mount in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida. At a morning news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the death toll from the June 24th collapse has risen to 86.
Please pray for all of those who've lost loved ones and whose hearts are broken from this unspeakable tragedy, and for those who are still waiting.
Officials also announced that the Miami-Dade courthouse would undergo an inspection for structural problems because of safety concerns prompted by the building collapse. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after it fell. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.